I want to start today's episode with a disclaimer. Whatever I say in this episode is only applicable once the Indian government allows you to move freely. So I am in Navi Mumbai right now and monsoon is the peak season for trekking in Maharashtra and it sucks that we cannot go out to spend time in the nature. However, when things start to look okay and you decide that you want to venture out in the outdoors on your own, this is the episode for you. Since safety should be the topmost priority in this COVID situation, it has to be addressed properly. And with social distancing being the new normal, here are some things that you should be taking care of when you are hitting the trail. Hi everyone, welcome to Desi Outdoor Podcast. My name is Raj. And today all I'm going to talk about is how do you execute something like this, going out on a trek on your own safely. And to simplify this entire thing, I have divided it into three parts. The first part being planning, second part being transport and food, the third being things to take care of when you're actually on the trail. So I will start with the planning first. How do you plan something like this? First thing that you should be taking care of is limiting the group size. If you're going solo, that's great. But if you want to go out with a group, I'd say keep it limited to 4 or 5 people maximum. And these people should ideally be people whose hygiene you trust or people who live in your close vicinity. Try to include people who are experienced trekkers in your group because that will help you plan your trip efficiently. Now, I understand trekking is a social activity and it is best enjoyed in a bigger group. But being in large group just increases the risk of spreading the virus over a large region. Now, if you have never done a trek solo, or if you're not confident about the trail or safety practices, do not attempt something like this. Now, let's talk about selection of the trek. One thumb rule that you should be following is pick a day trail that is close to you. That will allow you to start the trek very early in the morning. And also, you will not spend a lot of time on travel. And if you select an unpopular trail, the chances of seeing other people on the trail will be very low, which is a good thing in a situation like this. Now coming to the second part, that is the transport and food. First thing would be, use your private vehicles. If you're using a car, ideally there should not be more than 2 to 3 people in the car. And if you're using a two-wheeler, do not have a pillion rider. Pit stops. You might have to make a pit stop at the gas station for a refill or at the toll booth. Now, these are the places where you could come in contact with people outside of your circle. The best way to go about it would be to give the exact change to the attendant. For toll booths, if you have fast tags installed in your cars, then it is contactless anyway. Or you can again just give them the exact change. Food. Another possibility of contact is when you stop to have food. This can be completely avoided. Carry everything from home. Fruits and homemade food would be the best option. Ensure that you take care of the waste generated and carry it back with you to the city. Third part, when you are actually on the trail. Once you have reached the base, how do you navigate? Ideally, you should be going with a person who has done the trek before. Another thing that I personally do is use trail maps. Mihir and I are currently working on developing an app that is a navigation app for the mountains. I went to Irshalgarh on the 21st of June. Back then, the movement was restricted, but we could still move around. So it's a small day trek close to my house. I got a chance to test my app on the trail and it worked very well. I was confident on the trail because I had a map on my phone the entire time, so there was no chance of getting lost. Usage of mask and social distancing. Always use masks when you are near people. But it might be a little discomforting when you are actually trekking, so the best way to go about this would be social distancing. On my trek to Irshalgarh, we maintained a 6 feet distance amongst ourselves at all times. Also, always carry a sanitizer and the most important thing, a medical kit with first aid. Now, venturing out in nature in a situation like this can help you in a lot of different ways. Not only it will help you ease your stress, help you gain some peace of mind, but also there are so many things that one could take back from this entire experience. The first thing that comes to my mind is learning to navigate on your own. You are trekking solo or with a group of your own. You learn how to navigate without a guide. So that is one good thing. Self-sustained trekking. You learn how to take care of minor medical emergencies, and also you learn how to plan your meals as per your trek. It builds confidence. It will help you take up more solo treks in the future. You can probably take up more challenging ones. I know at least that's how it happened for me. Another great thing about trekking solo or trekking with your own small group is that you can trek on your own pace and know exactly how fit you are. You can also maybe challenge yourself to see how fit you are by setting a personal record of how soon you can complete the trail. So these are some things that come to my mind when somebody says you're going on a solo trek. So given the situation at hand right now, this would be a good chance to explore solo trekking if you have never done it before. And again, it obviously depends entirely on when the Indian government allows us to move freely. And again, going out in a situation like this is still risky, and it has a decent amount of chance that you might just get infected. So if you are doing something like this, please, please be careful and try to follow the social distancing norms. Now, I personally, I am just waiting for the moment when the government will allow us to move freely so that I can at least go and do the treks that are nearby my house. So let's just hope for the best, and I hope some good news will come along and we all will get to go out in the nature again and do the treks that we love doing. So that is all for this week. And if you like listening to our podcast, you can follow us on Desi Outdoor Podcast on Instagram. And I will see you all next Friday.